Hey folks, welcome back to another edition of Community Focus, right here on WPGC 95.5. I'm your host, News Affairs Director Guy Lambert. Hey, we got a power-packed show lined up for you today. Gonna get to that in just one second. Before we do so, need to remind you that the comments and opinions expressed during the course of this program are not necessarily the views of WPGC Radio. Well, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, have you heard? If not, let me be the first to tell you. I'm talking about Skyland Town Center. What exactly am I talking about? Well, that town center has quickly become the heartbeat of Ward 7 and 8. You see, this has been in the making for some 20 years. Let me break it down for you. Back in May of 2002, Rappaport won a bid from the District of Columbia to acquire 17 acres in the district's 7th and 8th wards. Now, 20 years later, Skyland Town Center stands as a realization of the dreams of the community, containing a grocery store, sit-down restaurants, residences, and so much more. Oh, by the way, a little birdie whispered in my ear, they also have the first drive-through Starbucks in Washington, D.C. I'm there. Here to tell us all about it is Ms. Janae Wheeler, event specialist with VVS Events, Mr. Thomas Boland, director of leasing and brokerage for Rappaport, and Mr. Kellen Hunt, of course, marketing director for Rappaport as well. First and foremost, did I get the names correct?
You nailed it, Guy.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, high five going out to me and high five going out to each and every one of you for what you all have done. You heard me touch on it, and let's just say a focus. Some folks are crawling from under a rock and hearing about this for the first time. Why don't you elaborate? What is Skyland Town Center all about?
Thank you, Guy. And let me say this. I'm honored to be interviewed by you. I'm going to say, Mama, we made it. Listen, you said 20 years. I had the opportunity to attend the Lido grand opening, and some of the community members that have lived in the Hillcrest neighborhood actually remember this going back almost 30 plus years from vision standpoint. Skyland Town Center, located on the corner of Good Hope and Naylor Road, 18.5-acre mixed-use development project. Guy, you can actually fit the Capitol building, the footprint of the Capitol building within the overall development. So 18.5-acre mixed-use development project, the partnership between the Community Development Association, W.C. Smith, and Rappaport. We've delivered 263 apartment units on top of 84,000 square feet of retail space. And our second phase, Lido, the first Starbucks drive-through, Mezel tropical smoothies, and so much more to come. We are excited about this and excited to give to the community a vision that has evolved over the course of almost three decades.
Yeah. Thomas, you made mention of, you said, Mama, we made it. And I'll tell you, I think you all have made it because, well, it's no secret. Word is, once you get a Starbucks in your neighborhood, daggone it, you made it. And in this case, not only is it a Starbucks, but it's a drive-through Starbucks. And my favorite part, it's in Wards 7 and 8. How cool is that?
Yeah. Major shout out to Joseph Gibbs. Joseph Gibbs is a brother who graduated from Howard University, and he oversees Starbucks real estate in the Mid-Atlantic. And he was very instrumental in ensuring that the people of Southeast D.C. have coffee, his first drive-through Starbucks in D.C. And they didn't cut corners because they also have a location in Anacostia. And I remember having a conversation with him, and they ensured that from a design standpoint and a construction standpoint, it was high-end and it was, very, very comparable to other Starbucks in other neighborhoods. So Shout out to Joseph Gibbs.
This is just so cool. But as the saying goes, but wait, there's more. And that is, you have over 260 apartment units there. Not only that, but sit down restaurants. I cannot tell you how important that is. That's got to put a smile on your face as well.
Yep. Over 263 apartment units. You know, W.C. Smith was very instrumental in ensuring that they also provided one or two bedroom high quality units. They actually own over 3,700 apartment units east of the river. And Chris Smith has been invested in Southeast D.C. for many, many, many years. So they know multifamily very well. Parking's on site, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances. I had the opportunity early on in the development to tour some of the units. They didn't cut corners, and occupancy has filled up very, 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 very fast. And so I definitely would advise if you want access to D.C. in this kind of urban, suburban neighborhood where we've delivered high and a very high quality development, I would recommend Crest.
That's where the serious
I
stuff
would recommend Crest.
We just talked about comes into play. Now it's time to talk about the fun stuff. And this is the stuff that I really like because I'm so excited about this. And I'm referring to the Fall Block Party that's set to take place November the 5th. It's I must say it's hosted by yours truly. But wait, there's more yet again. The backyard band will be there. There will be roller skating, face painting. It's a family affair. And we're inviting each and every one of you all to come out. Janae, why don't you talk about what's to be expected?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Guy. We are thrilled, number one, to be having you hosting an event just like this. And VBS ourselves, we were thrilled when Rappaport came to us and said, hey, we want to put on an event that is going to look like Southeast, sound like Southeast, and just bring the joy of D.C. right here in the midst of D.C. And so we wanted to make sure this event was crafted to do just that. And you touched on some of those fun elements. Number one, let's talk about backyard band being there. You can't say Southeast unless you say go-go, period. And so everyone's going to be out there beating their feet when they're coming to the Skyland Block Party. So we're so excited about that. We are going to have roller skating. That has emerged. It has made a comeback, and we've seen it across the DMV popping back up this summer. And so we're going to definitely bring that into the event and breathe what we've been seeing going on at the wharf right here in Ward 7 and 8. We're also going to really highlight the merchants because that is the biggest piece of showcasing what Skyland Town Center is and who they are. So we're going to have a merchant row and you're going to get to meet each and every one of these businesses that are going to be here. And if you see yourself being one of those businesses too, we're going to really show you why it's important to come and join the Skyland Town Center team of merchants.
Yeah, this is just
going to be some fun things.
I'm sorry. I missed the last thing you said. One more time.
Oh, and then, of course, you know, some fun elements. We're going to get a little chic. We'll do a caramel apple flight tasting station. So you'll be able to make your own craft caramel apple slices. We'll also have a 360 booth because, of course, we love being able to showcase everyone and what they're doing and putting that on digital immediately.
You had me at caramel apple, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, this is all set to take place November the 5th, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, it's at the Skyland Town Center. You know, I get a chance to talk to a lot of folks and I tell them all the time and speak to kids when I go to high schools. And I tell them, God, I love my job. I bet you I know another man that happens to love his job. And that is Mr. Kellen Hunt, who is the marketing director for Rappaport. By the way, today's his birthday, so we got to give you a high five for that, sir. Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
Yes, sir.
But also, how cool is it to do something that you really enjoy? And I'm referring to being the marketing director for the Skyland Town Center. I could just hear it in your voice. You got to love it.
Yeah, it's something that I've been truly, truly passionate about. Fun fact, I actually moved into this neighborhood back in 2008. And so when I moved there, there was this town center that was coming. It's called Skyland Town Center. And for the lack of better words, it kind of never came. And now that it's here and now that it's something that we've been wanting for and waiting for, just the opportunity to have sit down restaurants and have a place to take your family and have a place to go and get coffee. I'm truly passionate about making this shopping center the heartbeat of Ward 7 and Ward 8. So to have the opportunity to be heavily involved in the marketing is crazy awesome. Yeah.
Thomas, I'm sitting here listening, and he just said it has become the heartbeat of Ward 7 and Ward 8. Once again, that's putting a smile on my face, but I would assume it's also making a lot of the merchants happy as well. We touched on them, but why don't you elaborate about some of the folks we're going to get a chance to meet?
Sure. Light That Barbershop, Sharon Hollinsworth. She's been in the community for a very long time. It's where a lot of the politicians that's from Ward 7 and Ward 8 have gone to get their hair cut for a long time. The Washington Commander team members actually get their hair cut there. Some of them do. And so, Guy, we made sure we did not lease to a national chain. We kept the community barbershop in the community. So shout out to Sharon Hollingsworth. Roman Rooster, Washington, D.C. favorite. Benny and his wife, along with his brother Michael, own Roman Rooster. You know, they started as a food truck, and they've grown all over the DMV area now. And so we're excited to have them within the project. We mentioned Starbucks, Tropical Smoothie, David and Alicia Hits. So David's from Temple Hills, and they moved to Ward 7. And he opened up the Tropical Smoothie in an Iverson Mall some years ago, and we were in communication with him for a very long time because we really wanted them to be part of our development because of what they do for the community and the fact that they hire from the community. And so they had a soft opening, I think, earlier this week, and we're excited to have them a part of our team. Chase Bank, you know, they've been committed to financial literacy in Ward 7 and Ward 8, and they hold events. They hold seminars, and we're excited about them. And pizza. I can continue to go on, but I'll stop there. Come on out and meet everybody. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, you're making me hungry there, Thomas. You know, we're going to have to wrap up here in a minute, but before we do so, this is very important. And I'm saying this because not too many folks do this, but you all have made sure that this stands out. And that is, the community should know that this was not only a private but a public partnership as well. Once again, it proves that you all are giving back in a major way, Thomas.
Yeah. You know, Skyland Warfare Center, it was created back in 2014 by Gary Rappaport and Chris Smith. And it was created as an effort to ensure that jobs were created by this development. And those jobs would go to the people who lived in the community. And Henry Fonville, president of Rappaport, sits on the Skyland Workforce Center Leadership Council, along with Kevin Reynolds of United Bank. And they just recently announced, check this out, that a total of over 1,000 jobs have been created as a direct result of Skyland Town Center. And so, Guy, that is just as important as the development, ensuring that we're giving back to the community and the people in the community have jobs.
The proof is in the pudding. As the saying goes, you all not only talk the talk, but Skyland Town Center, they're walking the walk. D.C., Maryland, Virginia, now you too can find out more. Encouraging you to join us once again November the 5th. It's the Fall Block Party hosted by yours truly. Backyard band's going to be there. Roller skating, face painting, Janae, Thomas, Kellen, everybody will be there. And all we are missing is Y-O-U. Once again, guys, thank you so much for joining me on Community Focus this morning. I look forward to seeing you on November the 5th.
It'll be a good time.
Good stuff.
I'll see you then.
See you there.
Awesome. All right, guys, stick around. We're going to take a quick break. More Community Focus coming up next right here on WPGC 95.5.